Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Yo, yo, yo! It's Uncle Skeeter, and it's time for a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
We're now in the comfy, cozy bunker for another winter. I like this. I always do. I like being out on the road, but, you know, it's getting a little cold, and I think it's time we enjoy ourselves in the bunker with all the vehicles here spending another winter. Did I ever tell you I sat in that Dukes of Hazzard duplicate?
Yes. you did, and then you asked me if I take pictures, and I said no.
Yeah, and I was pretending I was jumping, and, you know, the car didn't crash. But, you know, that in reality, they did. But that's another story anyway. It's fun here in the bunker. I get to look at least at all these vehicles, and we keep warm for another winter or so. But we're focusing now on some Christmas cheese, and we've got sets this week, Daffodil.
Okay.
Yes, we'll have the Cranky People set coming up a little later on. The Mr. and Mrs. Claus set. The Sound-alike set. But we're starting off with something you'll like, the Polka set.
Yay, I like polka.
Yes, it's Ed Lazenchik, is it?
Lazenchik?
Yeah.
Lazenchik?
And his versatones with All I Want for Christmas Is You. Or we're starting off with the same guy, Ed Lazenchik's versatones and It Must Be Christmas Polka on
Cheese Please.
Snowflakes are falling on the ground. I notice kindness from everyone around. Nothing wrong seems to matter. Something warm is in the air. I wonder why it must be Christmas. I feel so close to all the people that I meet. I smile and wave to all the kiddies on the street. Something warm is in my heart, and it's just begun to start. I wonder why it must be Christmas. I see the glisten of snow that's on the ground. And people shopping for gifts all over town. It's the best time of the year. Everyone is full of cheer. I wonder why it must be Christmas. I feel so close to all the people that I meet. I smile and wave to all the kiddies on the street. Something warm is in my heart, and it's just begun to start. I wonder why it must be Christmas.
Here it is, Christmas Day, and you're many miles away. if you feel the way I do. In the air, there's happiness, but
Checks Versatones, actually singing on polka, and All I Want for Christmas is You.
Not the best polka song I've ever heard.
And before that, we had the same bunch, Eddie Blazenchik's Versatones and It Must Be Christmas. Not quite Christmas, but it's darn close as we're moving here in the van. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to A Cheese Please Christmas?
No, well, not the van, I mean. I said van.
See, you said it first. You messed me up.
I'm sorry.
We've been out of the van, folks, for 2 days. Please bear with.
Yeah. 2 days. I never really asked them if I could move my van in here. Did you ask them, Daffodil?
It's written in the contract. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
The van gets to come in here and spend the winter out of the cold.
I didn't move it in yet. I guess I've got to figure out where I'm going to put it. But anyway, we're back to some more music with our sound-alike set. Bishop Kane's doing the Christmas song, but we'll start on off, baby, with Elvis Presley Jr.
There's a Jr.?
He calls himself Elvis Presley Jr. I had no idea, you know. He says he's Elvis Presley Jr. anyway. He's a, Elvis Presley imitator?
Impersonator?
Thank you. That's the word I couldn't think of. And Frosty the Snowman on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corn cob hat and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led him down the streets of town, right to the traffic car. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Poor Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye and he said, don't cry, I'll be back again someday. La-di-da-di, 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 la-di-da-di.
Who needs presents when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Oh, everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on a sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Cheese Please with Bishop Gaines doing his version of Nat and the Christmas song, Nat King Cole, who made it famous in the 60s and is still heard every Christmas. And before that, Elvis Presley Jr. and Frosty the Snowman. Love you, baby. On the show this week, part of our sound-alike set, we have two more sets coming up on the show. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil. Yes, again, Cheese Please.
Yes, yes, yes. And how are you doing unpacking our boxes and stuff as we, you know, as we settle into the bunker again this year?
Well, my only annoyance is I can't find the Christmas decorations. Somebody has moved all of the boxes that were here.
Oh, no.
So now I have to go through all the storerooms again.
Oh, no.
To try and find them.
Oh, no. So you're going to do that after the show?
After the show.
I see.
Because okay. I have to find... I can't decorate without the decorations.
Well, no. Did you find the find the tree and everything?
Nothing.
Oh,
I have to find it all. It's okay. I'll find it.
Okay. I'm focusing on because I hit the wrong button and we weren't going to play the right song. So I fixed it now.
Okay.
So thank you for killing time.
Always. Always here to kill time just for you.
We got Meg Bussett and Mrs. Claus is special too coming up shortly, but I've lost the song and I found it again. Jimmy Joyce and Department Store Santa on
Cheese Please.
Months every year, I've an interesting job, but for the other 10 months, I'm an unemployed slob. I just hate my work. You'd hate it too, because you'd know what I go through as Macy's basement Santa Claus. Scratchy suit, itchy beard, and a lumpy bag. And I get another pain from whining brats that nag me. When I get home at night, I'd love to be alone. But instead I hear the whining of 10 brats of my own. Oh. Trains and dolls and skates, I promise every child. All the things I promise them will drive their parents wild. The kids will all expect the things I promised them. But I don't care, I'm never gonna see those kids again. Oh, ho, 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 I'm laughing merrily. But when I get home, I find the laugh has been on me. For what I promised all those kids, someone fixed me fine. The Santa Claus at Gimble's basement did the same to mine. Sticky lollipops are lousing up my beard. What those kitties do to me is terrible and weird. A kid took purple paint and brushed it on my face. He wanted me to look like Santa Claus from outer space. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Makes me sick and tired. I wish I could go just once before I'm fired. But though I rant, still I can't help but feel good cheer when I think that Christmas only comes but once a year.
Ho, ho, hold on to your traditional Christmas music fare. Enjoy the goofiness with the Cheese Please Christmas.
Claus has a lot to do, and I'll bet you didn't know she's very special too. She has a loving soul. She knows just what to do at the North Pole for Santa and his crew. Oh, how they love her so. Joy to see, they share her gifts with glee, just like you and me. She carefully checks the gift list before Santa makes his flight, so no one should be missed. She gets everything just right. She plays the piano merrily and sings Christmas song. Santa and his crew cheerily clap and sing along. She talks to Santa at length about everything to be done. Her love gives him such strength. Together they act as one, like the star of Bethlehem, as they go to sleep. sleep at night. She watches over them and tucks them in so tight. She's busy on Christmas Day. She cooks their favorite stew. That's when they always say, Mrs. Claus, how we love you. I'll bet you didn't know Mrs. Claus has a lot to do. And I'll bet you didn't know she's very special too.
Cheese Please with Meg Bussett and Mrs. Claus is special too. And before that, we had Jimmy Joyce. He was a little disgruntled, don't you think, Daffodil?
You know what? I don't blame him. I've seen what those kids do to those department store Santas.
And, yeah, department store Santa Claus. There we go. Our Mr. and Mrs. Claus set. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have slowly worked our way through the jingle bells of life to get to the end of the show.
Oh, already. But, hey, wait. There's more where that came from over the next months. We're bringing back our celebrity thing.
A celebrity show?
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
We haven't had it in a few years. So if you're just tuning in this year, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yes, but it's an entire show of celebrity slip-up Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We played them before. I don't care. We're playing them again. It's been a few years since we did that, so why not? But anyway, what are you doing over there? You're distracting me.
I'm frantically writing lists.
Lists?
Yes, I have to make a list of all the places I've already looked for the missing Christmas decoration so I don't look in the same room twice.
Oh, yes.
I'm making a list of all the ingredients that I have to order so that we can have some Christmas baking.
Ah, that's true.
And since we aren't going to be going to the mall and wrapping presents or something to make money, I got to figure out how we're going to make some money, so I'm making a list of ideas of things that we could potentially do.
Like what?
Well, we could do baking again. That wasn't so bad last year.
It wasn't
too
bad.
We sold cookies.
Yeah.
Maybe we could make something. What are you good at making? Do you have any skills?
I can hammer a nail.
That's not enough. Sorry. I will scratch your name off this list.
I don't.
But I've got a few things I can possibly make. I need to put some more thought into what I could make.
Well, that's fine. I can. Will you let me near a saw?
No, probably
you
not.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I like all of your fingers on your hands where they are now and not flopping on the floor.
Okay, I just want to make sure because, you know, I could try to use one of them table saws with a little bit of wood since I can pound nails.
All right, I'll see if I can find something online that I think you can make with wood.
Okay, I can watch a YouTube video. I can be careful.
Okay, let's before I become one of the cranky people, what's in this cranky people set?
Yes, we're coming up a little later with Picking Fights for Christmas by Doy Odell. I'm sorry. You know, it's audio, okay? You don't see anything. Well, we're starting off with Albert Brooks and Little Christy from 50 years ago and A Daddy's Christmas. The set of cranky people. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, enjoy your holiday spirit, come back for more Cheese Please Christmas.
Daddy, why is there Christmas?
Well, honey, that's what this record is all about. What did you ask me, sweetheart?
About Christmas. What am I getting, Daddy?
What am I getting, Daddy? You know, honey, we're all guilty of saying that. But I didn't hear you asking what you were giving. And getting without giving, honey, is like eating without swallowing. It's disgusting.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do, sweetheart. Remember what I told you once about Santa?
Anita?
No, pumpkin. Santa Claus, sweetheart.
You said he knows when you're sleeping and he knows when you're not sleeping. So for goodness sake.
Well, darling, your paraphrasing makes me chuckle. Sometimes I wonder if through sheer stupidity, children aren't just as smart as any grown-up. Anyway, lovey, Santa knows who's asleep and who's not. But he also knows something else. He knows the meaning of Christmas. And do you know what that is?
It's all about love and sharing love and giving.
That's beautiful, Dumpling.
How'd you make love, Daddy?
Well, it's a complicated process, sugar, and it really has nothing to do with Christmas.
Does it have anything to do when you cover Mommy with...
No, honey.
Raisins?
Honey, you want that bicycle, don't you?
Yes.
All right, then let me ask you a question. What are you getting Daddy for Christmas?
Nothing. You hate presents.
Sweetie, have you taken leave of your little senses? Daddy loves presents.
Gave you a present last year. You didn't like it.
Well, honey, I didn't go crazy over it. It was a drawing of a zebra.
But I made it.
Well, you make noise too, sugar. So what? Look, I'm glad you brought this up now. Now listen, kitten. Would you like me to draw you a bike or give you a bike?
Give you. Give.
Give, all right?
Give.
Exactly, Cupcake.
You want a real zebra?
Do I want a... Honey, look. Daddy wants something real. Something that isn't made with your little paste and crayons. Between you and the rest of this adorable little family, Daddy has 9 closets full of arts and crafts. Here, sweetie, here's $20. Buy Daddy something for a change, okay? Go to a little store. Get Daddy something he can wear. Something he can plug in. Something he can at least return. Daddy hasn't gotten a real gift since he graduated from high school. Oh, isn't this adorable? Sweetheart, come here. Say one more thing for Daddy. Wish all these nice people listening a Merry Christmas.
No.
Uh-oh. Looks like Santa's gonna leave some little girl off his bicycle list.
Oh, no, he isn't. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
I'm picking fights for Christmas, so presents I won't have to buy. Now this may sound funny, but I'm out of money and everything's oh so high. Now I get the shakes when Christmas is near. I still owe for presents that I bought last year. That's why I'm picking fights for Christmas, so presents I won't have to buy. My darling wife's shirts are still rolled up and wet. Gave a steel guitar to my brother Cal, but he can't play it yet. I got talcum for cousin Malcolm, but he smells just the same. Got a traveling bag for my mother-in-law, but she still ain't caught the train. That's why I get the shakes when Christmas is near. I still owe the presents that I bought last year. That's why I'm picking fights for Christmas, so presents I don't have to buy. I'm picking fights for Christmas, so presents I don't have to buy. Now this may sound funny, but I'm out of money and everything's oh so high. Will I get the shakes when Christmas is near? Presents that I bought last year. That's why I'm picking fights for Christmas, so presents I don't have to buy. I'll make up New Year's presents I just can't buy.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Hello, this is Boris Hassan. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories.